This shouldn't be a thing.
Again, if you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me, Jane Says, at civicmedia.us. This is from clickorlando.com. Mike DeForest is the investigative reporter with the byline. Headline reads, "Is this Florida man the world's most annoying neighbor? You decide." Alan Davis owes Seminole County $5.5 million in code violations. Alan Davis, referred to as Seminole County's infamous junk man, has frustrated his neighbors with the junk in his yard for 25 years. He is now celebrating the anniversary of his first county code violation by creating a new fiberglass sculpture to adorn his trash-filled property. It is a six-foot-tall representation of a human buttocks.
Yeah.
Great. This is a thing. Davis has sculpted has displayed multiple sculpted posteriors of various sizes in his yard over the last 25 years, along with stacks of scrap metal, PVC pipes, steel drums, rusted appliances, tarps, hoses, junked vehicles, and towering weeds. He occasionally sprinkles with fertilizer to make them grow bigger. This is what Davis describes as his political protest against Seminole County government, which he argues is protected by the First Amendment. "You can all kiss my blank," said Davis. He spent decades taunting county officials, and they've tried to enforce local ordinances about how your yards look. He said, "I pile it up intentionally to aggravate them." His neighbors, this has been going on for 25 years, you guys.
I have a basic question when you're done, though. Just a basic one.
Neighbors are discouraged that so far county officials have not been able to do anything about this. "I thought for sure by now it would be cleaned up," said one neighbor. "This is a junkyard." He was originally fined $13,000 for noncompliance, along with additional fines of $250 per day. He now owes, as of mid-January, $5,432,300,000.
It really shows how toothless that municipality is, because you think they would have hauled him off or put him into
hawk. You can't put him in jail?
I mean, yeah, there's got to be some sort of thing that happens. You don't just keep on putting the fines out. He's because I worked in city government. He's that guy who comes into the office and everyone's like, "Oh, don't talk to him. Don't talk to him. He'll chew your ear off for an hour." But obviously the municipality doesn't really care that much, or they would go after this guy. But
this
come
has been
on.
25 years.
Yeah, exactly. I kind of love this.
Davis tells a local news crew, "I'm not going to pay it." Standing in front of a two-story wood structure in his front yard, he admits he put up without getting any county building permits. "The government doesn't permit me to do anything. I do what I want on my property." Seminole County officials have court orders authorizing the sheriff to seize the junk and other personal properties. Every time they've done this, the county spent $9,000 in taxpayer money to remove all the junk, and then he starts all over again.
This is amazing.
He's like the ultimate Florida man.
I was going to say, Florida is a beautiful place of just tomfoolery and absolute, like, I'm a sovereign land. That butt makes the point clear.
I'm an American. You can tell.
Kiss my statues.
Kiss my grits. That wraps up today's edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.